Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Well, you knew there was going to be some Beach Boys on this list, right?
Well, I figured since there was no Def Leppard, Beach Boys would have been next.
Get off Def Leppard.
Can't. It's the only band I know.
I get around by the Beach Boys. Checks in at number 76.
When was this song
only
come out?
Only 75 more songs left.
That's crazy.
Think about that.
I am thinking about it. That's a lot of tunes. How long is that going to take? Another month?
August 31st will be the top four. This town will be above. It'll be crazy.
No one will be listening. Nobody. There won't be a TV on in the city.
I don't.
It'll be radio only.
I honestly, this is my thought. I think everybody in Wichita will be tuned into the show.
Well, they'd be crazy not to be. Let me tell you.
869. I don't appreciate your cynicism and sarcasm.
No, I'm serious.
869-1240. We've got our thinking caps on because here is Jim.
Sweet.
Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. I got to put my $100 bill on hold until you make up your mind.
Just send it in. We need it for League 42. I'll mention you during every song we play.
No, I just want a piece of paper. Anyway, in addition to that, I got a couple of questions about that list. Are there any crossovers on it?
By crossovers, you mean?
Crossover songs that are both country and
no,
no,
not.
No,
I don't.
Crossover.
I don't think so. This is a largely rock and roll, pop music list. Not much country.
So there's no Mickey Gilley and there's no George Strait.
There's probably one song that would qualify as a crossover.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next question?
George Strait.
No George Strait.
What?
No, sir.
Oh. That's
no,
disappointing.
Sir. What's your next question, Jim?
That's all. That list is just wrong.
This list has you mesmerized, Jim.
Yeah, well, go some hold to cancel my $100 for the moment.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Jim loves the list.
I don't know. He doesn't sound very happy with you right now.
I should have thought about sponsoring the list, but I didn't. If you want to donate to League 42, please do. It's easy to do. Write down this address, Post Office Box 20051, Wichita 67208. And any donation you give to League 42 is tax deductible. Soon on this show, I'm going to describe some of the exciting projects we have in store. There are a couple that I'm really excited about.
Well, but you can't share them right now?
Not right now. I want to do it at the appropriate time.
Okay.
I don't want to do it when you're here.
Yeah, well, that's, I can understand that.
Our listenership tends to become more female when you're here.
Well,
not that they can't donate.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they can, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we love. Listen, there's nothing I like more than having female listeners to this show, female callers to this show. I am all about it. The more we can drive up the numbers of women who listen to the show, and that's why we're the kind of show we are. We're not necessarily a sports talk show. We're a variety talk show.
Very
you
true.
And I banter. We
yes.
talk. We discuss the day. We talk about the ills of soccer, those kinds of things.
The ills of soccer.
By the way, Sundown, which was on my list yesterday, was number 13 as a country single.
Oh, really?
So I guess that would be a crossover.
Well, there you go. I'm a little happier now.
The great Gordon Lightfoot.
I've heard of him.
Good.
I have.
Maybe you'll become more of a
maybe
guy.
Maybe that's what I did this week, and knowing all this stuff, maybe this will help.
Now, my son Jeff, the co-host, did reach out to you during the break about some Jason Eadie songs that he'd like you to hear.
Well, I knew if we just mentioned Jason Eadie, then he would appear. He's like a pop-up box all of a sudden.
I will say this. You know how it is sometimes when you're talking about something and you know that no other person in the entire world is talking about that?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about Jason Eadie.
Yeah, well, so do I.
Don't tell Jeff I said that.
No,
please.
He's listening anyway. He told me to listen to these five Jason Eadie songs. Lonesome Down and Out, Drive, Why I Left Atlanta. I can't read. I don't know. That's too big of a word for me. And then Black Jesus, he says.
There you go. Well, you'll have you'll have something to do tonight.
Calaveras County.
Now, will you ask your lovely wife to sit down after you get the kids off to bed and listen to these songs?
Okay, you know what? Maybe you know what? That's what we'll do. And if she hears and I'll take her opinion because she's music. She's a music girl. She knows her stuff.
Well, this is exciting all of a sudden.
So I'm gonna have to give myself a little note here to remember. No, I can't figure that out either.
Jeff will text you.
Yeah, he'll be asking
and
me
make
about
sure
it.
That you've listened.
Yeah, he's good like that.
So there you go. That's on your agenda tonight.
Homework. I love coming in and having homework.
And we've got Hard Knocks starting tonight on HBO with the Cleveland Browns. That's on my agenda.
You going to watch it?
I'm going to give it a shot. You know, I haven't been a big-time Hard Knocks guy, I wouldn't say, but I'm going to give it a shot.
See, I don't have HBO, so I can't watch it.
I am intrigued by the Cleveland Browns. I am not in a position
Jeff
that's saying they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, I'm going to eat so much, and I'm going to have, it's going to be bad. That Bill's going to be terrible.
I have a feeling Baker Mayfield is a franchise-type quarterback.
But when do you think he actually gets in? Because everything I've heard or read, Tyrod Taylor's the guy this year.
You don't have to rush Baker Mayfield.
No, you don't. That's why I'm asking. Do you think he gets significant playing time this year? Are they going to wait and then give it to him next year? Kind of like a Mahomes deal.
It kind of depends on the first 8 games. If the Browns are abysmal, then what do you have to lose by saying, Baker, let's see what you can do?
But on the other side of that, if they're abysmal and they're not playing well, do you throw him in there in a situation where he is going to struggle? He's going to probably struggle as it is, but if they're not that good, if their O-line isn't playing
I think you throw him in there.
And then he looks like Johnny Manziel in the Confused Football League the other night.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, they're throwing Patrick Mahomes in there. They dealt their starting quarterback, the Chiefs did. And Patrick Mahomes, by all accounts, had a pretty rocky start to his camp, interception after interception. But we all think Patrick Mahomes will figure it out, right?
I don't know.
Well, Patrick Mahomes...
I really don't know. They're so high on him.
When we have our mock draft coming up 3 weeks from tonight, and by the way, listeners, if you want to participate... If you want to be in our league, Twitter is the place to tell me about it. Tweet me at Bob Lutz. If you'd like to join our 2018 Drive Fantasy League.
Perfect. Am I in?
Of course you're in.
I'm in, for sure.
Of course you're in.
I'm going to crush you this year, too. It's going to be
only reason I do this stuff is because it's good for radio. I don't do this stuff. I'm going to crush you.
That's all I got. It's all I need. That's it.
You really love it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy it.
How many other leagues do you enter?
Only one other one.
Which one?
Back home with all my buddies, back in Canada.
And you guys just get on the phone and do your draft?
We do on the computer. There's the 9 of them that are there, and there's 3 of us that aren't there anymore. And we just do it over the computer. And the phone.
It's
a heckling mess.
I like that.
It usually takes about 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Well, they're all back in my buddy's bar who runs it, so figure it out. After the first 2 rounds, everyone's half pickled.
Pickled.
And so I'm sitting here at 11:30 at night waiting 28 minutes to make a draft pick.
Is that a Canadian term, pickled?
I don't know. I used to use it quite a bit.
I mean, it's an apt description.
It is.
So I get it. All right, Max, we need to get out. We've got a special guest coming up next. Well, Jack Oliver. That's pretty special.
He's a good
in
player.
And of itself.
Good player.
But we will be interviewing guitarist Ryan Roxy from the Alice Cooper Band. They will be here on October 17th at Hartman Arena. I am going to that concert 71 days out.
Guaranteed you are.
No doubt about it.
Next 2 months, it's a guarantee.
We'll be back in a moment with Ryan Roxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.